For the Gemara v'chitei mechaz laniyim einachnami. For the Yosher himself, Rebbe, it's taka not choshev. But since it's choshev for niyim, therefore it has a shein, it has a chshivis to it. So for everybody, it's muta. So the Gemara name for Tanya will bring a brayse and note that you look at each person separately. For an Yosher, it's not choshev; it's bottle. Even though for non, it is choshev. Now the tushta will bring is a tushta on hilchos tuma. What's called the kli to makabel tuma. For Tanya, beg big day anid manim. We have a beggar that's only the shears at Rashi of Sholosh al Sholosh. It's only 3 etzboyes, 3 inches by 3 inches. Or Yishachutin Ova, it's very thick, the material. Have it begotten laniyim linyan tumma. Finani wears this beggar, since for him it's a choshev, a beggar that he can use it for patches, the surface begotten, it's makabel tumma. Big day ashirim ashirim. A nosher, though, has to have his type of a beggar to makabel tumma. What's a beggar for Noshir? The Trashi Shloish Al Shloish. It has to be at least 3 tvachim or 3 tvachim. Have it be Godim Lashirim. The Chol Shchen Anima. But if Anani has this size, beggar 3 tvachim or 3 tvachim. Abba Digdi Anim Lashirim. But if Anani wants to use a beggar for Ashirim, Loi have a beggar Gabayim. Voloi Mekabli Tumah. Why? Because for Noshir it has no Shiva such a small beggar, only Gimlet's voice, but Gimlet's voice. Is the Kasha Hokinami Bei Rebbe Botle Kartin? By Rebbe's house, these one or two pieces left over of the Levon has no chshivas to it. Therefore, the smachta, the shovel, is still a bosses to the offer, the ashes inside it, and it just still remain osa. So the more vayta avol the aniyim liyashirim loy, but an osher can't use the oni's beggar. That means it's not makabel tumah. So you see, if the osher has a beggar from an oni, it's not chosher by him. Here also, this carton is not chosher by Rebbe. Elozot gemara mabaya. The heter to touch this master because it was moist. It didn't look nice. It was disgusting. The new heter, you let it take out. Grav shareya means you have a bowl that you use for the base of kisa. It has the schmutz inside. You let it carry it outside. Since it's so moist, the rabbanu will mount you to touch it. Even though it's muksa, you let it carry it outside. See here also, this master, the shovel full of the ashes, is very moist. That's to have minute carried outside. So the more amarov state shubas bedova, I have 2 kashas on this. Chodah, there's no tzushtel. Grash or rei mois. It's a bowl that you use for the basic kisya. It's mamish very mis. It's disgusting. The rabbanim gave you head to take it out. Of a behind le mois. Here you have a shovel. Now what do you do in the shovel? You burn the senses, and even though it's burnt through it, you have the yeshes there. It's not so good. It's not so mis. You have to have very mis. Even though the ma'isa b'zman hazeh the matam olav on your Shabbos table, after you finish the suda, people have nuts. And they have other shells on the table doesn't look nice, and even though these shells now, after you finish eating the nuts, the peanut shells are muksa, we'll mount you to take it off the table. But since the table now looks very mis, you'll have to take it off. But that's because that also looks mis, it's not nice. The whole table where you eat, want to eat on later, you want to use for Shabbos is mis, you better take it off. Mashenkin here, this machto, it's not mis, wherever it is, it's on the floor, it's on the side, you can leave it there. V'yoyed nochakasho, graf shorei migle. Namala grav sharela is uncovered. V'hai michsi, this is covered up though. The way you make a macht is you cover it up. So trashi. Michsi, kol machtois, all these shovels, mechus is saying, they're covered up. V'yesh b'em nekovim leisi reich. There were little holes on top that the reich, when you burn up the stench, goes out. And you smell it. But the ikka kli, the ikka ashes are covered up. So bite is not called grav sharei. So the Gemara Ella, what's the maskana? What's the teretz? Ella Omar Rova, ki avinim bei Rav Nachman. When we buy Rav Nachman, have a metaltalinon kinuno agav kitma. When we buy Rav Nachman, we used to be metalta, used to move the shovel full of ashes agav kitma. The chiddush was v'yafagav diikolei shivri etzim. Even though there were broken pieces of etzim, that the broken small pieces of wood are mukser on Shabbos. Still, the metalto, this kinunya, this shovel, because he had ashes inside it. So, because of the teretz, the maskanuis were talking about ashes that are not muksa. The mol in the mokem hachazal, they used to use ashes even on Shabbos for dover heter. The marshal, if you had spit rake on the floor, or you had schmutz on the floor, they used to cover it up with ashes. So, before Shabbos, somebody would make and set aside this ashes to use on Shabbos, so the ashes would not be muksa. So to touch the ashes itself in a kli pshit, it's mutter, because the ashes are not muksa. So what's the chiddush here? That even though in this shovel now with the ashes, you have shivrei etzim, you have broken pieces of wood, that the broken pieces of wood are yer muksa, that's a tofel. Because since the most important thing, the ikur, is the kitma, is the ashes, And that's a dover heter. So we have the cloud, where this shovel is the boss, is holding up two things, heter, the ashes, and the yisr, the broken wood. Since the ikir is the ashes, it remains mutter to move it. That's the chiddush here. So Rashi, agav kitma, Rashi kanun before clean, the choshesh mevi'im boy, all of nei song laschanim. Agav kitma, shoy tzrichim le'afar, where they needed the yay for the ashes. What lechatas roikot soya, to cover roikot soya, so it was dover heter, for Rashi, im toim avazoy, my tzadisar yesh kan. What's the chiddush? Avad it's mutter, what's the tzadisar? The Rashi, hani revu, so the af, agav di yikol eshev yetzim, manu akimta to the maisa. The offer he touched was mutter, but there was shivri eitzim, broken piece of wood there. For hod the Rav Rumnis Nami, the same thing the case before. Hay machto biyafor with the koma machto b'shvil afor v'shreit zoruch loy. But data you alayo mi esmo. We're talking about this shovel full of eshes that he had das to use. This eshes from before Shabbos. Revu sash minon. Af agav diyikol le shivri eitzim, even though inside the eshes are broken pieces of wood, they have a kukolo shell peris v'evim b'teichom. It lies like this basket full of peris heter and a stone inside it. That it's mutter to metalto this basket, since the ikur is the peris and the stone is a tofel. Here also the ikur is the ashes and the shivri eitzim is only a tofel. That's the chiddush. So the Gemara meisve we have a kasha v'shovin both from Shimon and Reb Yehuda Amoida. Shimyesh bo shivrei psila shos letaltu. Haste this nair that was lit in Shabbos afterwards when it goes out, even though Reb Shimon holds when the nair goes out, you'll have to be metaltlit. That's only if the wick is still right to use. But let's say it's a shivrei psila, it's a broken psila, broken wick that's in the nair. So come said you have a nair, that's the candlestick that's holding up the shemen. So inside the candlestick is shemen and a broken wick. We say it's also to tautle this nair. Why? Because since there's a broken wick inside, that's a dover also, that's muksa, it blinds now this nair is a dover bosses to the shemen and to the wick, and therefore it's also. So chura havmin, the kashu is that the shemen is worth more than the wick. So why don't we say it's still mutter to metaltle this nair? Since inside the nair you have shemen, which is the ikir, and that's mchashu, and that's mutter, and then you also have a psila, a broken wick, but that's a tuffel to it. Just like we say now, you're allowed to carry a basket that has peris with an evidence inside it. And for the Gemara, Omer Abaye b'Glila Shonu, we're talking about a special place here in Glila. So Rashi learns, Shechashuvis Lehen Shirvei Psilon. This place was very chashuv for them to have this broken wick. Shein b'godim shopishtu mitzuyin lehem. They didn't have flax b'godim there. Hilgach le'batli v'nasa ner boses lehem. Therefore we don't say the ikur is the shemen. No, the shemen is not as chashuv as the psila. So since the psila is more chashuv, means more to them than the oil, and this broken wick is muksa, it's not royable, it's a broken kli, therefore those things became muksa. This is the way Rashi learns. Tosis learns, no, it's not shaykh to say that the psila is so chashuv. No, the pshat is that the shemen has such a big abundance of shemen in this place that the shemen has no chashivis. Therefore the ikir is the wick and not the shemen. That's a teretia, the isir is more chashuv, therefore it's called bosses of dover osir, that's osir. Now showing him before now with two cases of either the basket with the peris and the stone, or else the machta, the shovel, with the ashes and the broken wood, since the ashes of the peris are the ikir, it's called bosses of dover heter, that's mutter. No new gemara now. So the gemara, Levi bar Shmuel ashkechinhu l'Rebbe Abba. Levi ben Shmuel found Rebbe Abba ul'Rafuna barchia, de'vei kaime ya'pischa de'vei Rafuna. They're both sitting by the door of Rafuna. Omalhu, they asked him a shayla. Ma'o lahachsa mite shal tasoin b'Shabbos. Is it mutter to put together like a folding bed on Shabbos? A mita bed shal tasoin means Rashi learned these are people that traveled around. So they used to carry with them their bed. They came at night, they'd put the bed together again and sleep on it. Are you allowed to put a bed together again on Shabbos? So it doesn't mean mamish a folding bed, that everything is there, you just have to fold it up. That avad is mutter. Talking about the legs come off, and you have to assemble it now. Is it mutter to assemble it on Shabbos or not? Shrashi tasoim, sorfer nechoshes, or guardian, for hochem yil yir, they go from city to city, lemlachton, as they do their business. They carry with them wherever they go this folding bed. So when it comes at night, they put it together. What about on Shabbos? Can they put this bed together or not? So it's a big machloikis. And later we'll soon see what the hezbah the machloikis. So first they enter the Amulei Shafadami. It's mutim tchil to put the bed together again.
Osla Karmat Reb Yehuda, they went in front of Reb Yehuda. Omar, he said over, Horav and Shmuel the Amar Tavayo, both Rav and Shmuel say, Hamach Zemita Shel Tassoyim B'Shabbos. Somebody puts together this folding bed. This bed was taken apart. You put the pieces together again on Shabbos. You should know that Lachar is Chayiv Chattis. It's a Nisidi Raisa. How can you say it's Mutagomer? Not only is it Osman Rabbonin, he holds even a Chayiv Chattis. What's the Chayiv Raisa? Zot Rashi. Chayiv Chattis. Who tchila tchilosoi the gomer? This is the beginning and the end. The nimtza oisa kli. Why take you making a kli now? The chayim mishum makam patish. The makam patish is Rashi. That's called the av luchol gomer melacha. That's an av melacha of anything that's a choshava fixing the end of a melacha. Al v'loy mishum binyin. You're not chayim for binyin. Why? The ain binyin bekelim. This is Rashi Shita. The midraisa. This ain binyin bekelim bechlal. Even if you make a whole kli from beginning to end. Taisa's dings, and Taisa says, even though we have the Gemara later that says, Ein binyan bekelim, that's only if you make a little part of the kli. For where you make the whole kli from the beginning ten, like you're doing here, that's also awesome with Raisa. But Rashi learns, no, there's never is a binyan by kelim. Binyan is only if you make a house, not a kli. So here the melacher is, since you're finishing it off, the final touch is a choshev thing of finishing off this bed, that's a melach of makadapatish. You're finishing off the whole thing. So Chorot Sestira, how can you say Shapadom, you let her put the bed together, and here it says it's Chayiv Chattis. So the Gemara makes it, another kasha have. Hamach, the Yekonah, Menorah, B'Shabbos, if somebody puts together the pieces of a Menorah, hey, the candlesticks come apart, you put it together, it's not safe to Oichid, or Chayiv Chattis. Konah, Sidon, if you have the Konah stick, Sidon, that's people that smear the seed on the walls, I mean some type of lime, so it's a type of a paintbrush. And this paintbrush, sometimes you want to make it longer or shorter, so you add pieces into the handle. So, don't put the handle together in to make it longer. If you do it, though, you should know it's potter. It's only yosem. The potter means potter midrash, it's mutter, aval osem, midrabonin it's osem. Rabbi Simoy Yoyma, not halacha. Keren agula chayiv. If you're making type of flutes, that if it's round, so when you put sunsi in rash, when you put the pieces together, they come very strong, they stay in tight, then you chayiv midraisa, fight the makar patish, you also what Therese learned, al binyan mekelim. Kerem shoot, if the flute is a straight flute, then potter. Since it doesn't stay in too tight, it's potter. But mashma koponim is also midrabonim. So here we have like three sheetas here. One sheet is mutter to put the bed together mitchilo. One sheet is an isri raisa. And here we see there are certain cases that are also midrabonim. Let's see Rashi. That pieces come out. Lineiros, for the put the sticks in. Lineiros. Harbe, vinoitan himenu, you take it off. Vishasa tzach mazirna, so you put it back together again. Koneshul saidin. Hetichon, or malavdin abayis. People that put a seed on the house. The tich, they cement the house like. The seed with the cement, with this lime. Yeshlem kanam, they have sticks. The shoprokim of pieces. The nice matlas brosha, they put the slime on, they put a shmat on top of the stick, the shorin the seed, and they let the shmat sink into the seed. Hamochi v'tach es abayis, they painted the house. The kushutach v'mal with the top, the yevshel elab konakotzi, needed a small stick. The kushuhodach v'magbir, when it went up, meisav konah konah marichoi. They made the stick a little bit longer. Was potter's atrashi shein ze gomri shrei tzorach lasla porketomit. Since you have to take it off and put it on again, this like stick to make it long, it's not aimed to stay the way it is. So that's not called the melechas makam apatish. That's why it's different than putting the bed together. You put the bed together, it's going to stay that way. That's an issa makam apatish. Here, the stick, you're just doing it for a short time and you take it off right away. It's not called makam apatish. They're both type of a flute you make songs with. Vu also in the covenant has all the nit kavra like a thief. Or machnes ben chalilim, you make chalilim inside. Or moitzim kolus makes the music. Harbe keren agula is ma'isumin. That's a ma'isumin who. The tzorach is koyev in the covenant b'chosik. You have to stick the pieces in strong together. Or since it is the side of the whole issa here, there the melacha. That's called the melacha. Or the kerem shoot if it's poshet machnisa berevach. Then you put it in this easy. V'darken leparkin tom. You take it apart or often. With the sticks of the menorah, it says here, the same halachon with the bed shel tasoy. The what? The oblai potter avalosa. Don't forget, the Tani says by koni menorah the chayiv, and vuadin lemita shel tasoy should also be chayiv. So it's a stira. You said before it's mutigomer, and now we'll learn you should be nisadi raisa. And for the Gemara, the pshat is like this. Inu di oma kiai tana. They hold it this tana, the tanya. Milavnoi tamita. That means the pieces you put underneath the bed to protect the feet of the bed. They shouldn't sink into the ground. You put like a kustar underneath it. Sadrashi malavnoi samita kain regalayim. Kitanim, small legs. Yeshlem base kibble. It has a base to mekabel it. Umatas atechen roshay kari amita. You put into this like small leg, the big legs of the dead, shlayikavu borot, so that the leg shouldn't sink into the ground. As the mold of floor wasn't a fancy floor we have now, a carpet, it was a dirt floor. So they didn't want the bed to sink into the dirt. So they get the rotten, he used to put a kusta underneath the bed to hold up the legs. That's one thing. You attach the kusta onto the beds on Shabbos, not in samita, or else kroya samita. That's bechal the sides to the bed. Olavuchim shel sakivim. Rashi learns Lavachim shel sakivim, that's eight cotton, that's a small wood, kimin daf, like a plank of wood. She taken the kesh, as they put into the bow, in the arrow. She kurin, she olav moshe chachetz. They used to pull back the arrow in the bow, so on the place we had the arrow in the bow, they put another piece of wood, they attached to the bow, to make it strong, or to hold the arrow in place. So the locher is lo yachsa, don't put these things on in Shabbos. You put them together, though you should not potter aval osa. It's only osim midirabonin, midiraisit it's mutter. So you see, they hold by putting these things together, it's only nisim midirabonin. Right, it says, v'lo yitoka, but don't stick it tight in. V'yim toke chayiv chatis, but you should know if you can stick it in tight, either the malavne samito, the kroya samito, l'vokim shosakivim, because anything you put two things together, if it gets stuck in there tight, that's an insidi raisa. That will be shayach binyin amakra patish. Shrashi toka b'choizik ada yisaydis. That's awesome. So, Chura, this is the husband ho in yonim. If you stick it in the bed, shota soim, you put the pieces together. It sticks in tight and gets stuck in there. That's an issue to rise then. That's a choshevi, the binyan or makra patish. But if you just leave it there raw for you, just soft, then with the rice, it's mutter. The shalom's an issue to rabbanan or not. Reb Shimon Galiloina, Reb Hoyu Rofi Mutter, this is Reb Shimon Galilil Svara, that no, if it's tight, gets stuck in there tight, that's Nisi Deraisam. But if you put the pieces together, they're only rough, and very loose, and never get tight in there, that's Mamash Mutter Mitzchil to do it. Again, it talks a little bit, is if you have a chair, that the leg falls off. The more you have a table, the legs come off. You want to put the leg back in. So now you stick it into the hole, you stick it in tight, and it gets stuck there. So if it gets stuck tight, that's mamash nisa deraisa. You wouldn't be allowed to put it back again. Or then if the chair, if the leg comes off. But if it's mamash only. But if it's made just to be loose and stays loose the whole time, then it's takamuta. So the Gemara. Be'erav Choma have emita galanisa. By Be'erav Choma, they had this bed, emita galanisa. That's this bed that comes apart to put it together again. Have emahadre lo b'yoymetov, they used to put it together again on Yom Tov. His bed was always rough, it was always loose, it didn't stick tight together, so he held it with mutter. Omla Yehuma the Rabbon and the Rava, so the Rabbon turned into Rava. My Daitcha, what do you hold it's mutter? Because Binyam Minatzadhu, like it's only in Issa the Rabbon, the Rashi says, Minatzadhu means with Neishen and Takua, since you don't stick it in tight. Omahatko Bechoize, Korilo Minatzad, Kloimai Deishinui. That doesn't really mean a minatzad, it just means it's a shinui. It's not a real binyan here, because you're not doing it very tight, you're only doing it soft. So you want to say it's mutter. So the Gemara nehi, these three with the raisa lek, it's like a true, there's no is the binyan. Or makapatish with the raisa, or the isur with the rabbonim, miyuika, the churu, there should still be an is the rabbonim here. Because he's still putting the bed back together again. Or Malah, he answers back, no, I know, krev shimon gam liyo, sverili, chaltak shimon gam liyo. And that's the way Paskin Halochim, the Yomarim, how you roughly mutter. That if you put the bed together and the pieces stick in very loosely, that they go in and go out without being tight, that's derech, it's like a mutter to put it up and take it apart on Shabbos. So that's the Mishnah. Noisnin kli tachas haner lekabel nitzoitzois. It's even on Shabbos, if you have menorah, a ner that's lit, and you're afraid that the sparks are going to fall down on the table, you're allowed to put a plate underneath to mekabel the sparks. We'll soon see the Gemara, Ivim Vataklim Yechone, we'll soon see. Vaitas at the Mishnah, V'lo yitin l'toyche mayim. But you're not allowed to put a kli, a supo, with water inside it, underneath the ner on Shabbos.
And we'll see in the Gemara, even on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to put. You can't put a plate full of water underneath the Ner when it's burning. Why? Mifnei shum mechabe. Because by putting the water underneath, you'll be mechabe. Hence, when these sparks fall down, they're going to come and fall into the water. And because of the water, they're going to go out sooner than if there wouldn't have been the water. So therefore, it's called Yibim Mechaba. Zot the Gemara. What's the head there in the ratio to put a kli to Mechaba that incites the sparks? For Kamavata kli mechon, is to have meaning is that the sparks are muksa. So when they fall into the kli, you can't be metal with the kli now. Omarav huna bread Rabbi Yeshua, nitzaitzis hain ben mamish. No, nitzaitzis sparks don't have any mamish to it. So it's not called muksa, that they're dissolved, there's nothing there. It's true, so you put the kli to stop it from burning the table. But once it goes in the kli, it just dissolves there, there's nothing mekuyim there, so there's no issa muksa on it. It's not bosses. So drashi v'okam avat the kli mechonoi, lo yuchal litlo misham kaliyim, you can't take it away from there a whole day. The nas is bosses, the nitzoytis, to have a mean reason, the nitzoytis is muksa, and the nitzoytis stays, the sparks stay in the kli, so it's by his bosses. Lei meteh vat yuchta the rab chizli yosef epirken. Teretz is no ein ben mamish mishakovo yemuta litlon. When it goes out, the sparks have no chshivas to it, like nothing there. So you're not being mevatel the kli. So the mishnah of Gemara v'lo yitin l'toychin mayin mifnei shu mechaba. But you can't put a kli with water underneath the nair because it's called yibim mechaba. Eshen zot the Gemara leimu tenan stomach Rabbi Yosi. The chur our mishnah has to go like Rabbi Yosi. Like the shala, what kind of kibui is it here? You're not putting out the fire. You're just putting a kli there. So that later, when the sparks fall down, like Gurim a kibui, the sparks will fall into the water, you're making a Gurim kibui. That's Rabbi Yosi shita. The Omar, Gurim le kibui is osir. And we don't hold like Rabbi Yosi, we hold Gurim kibui is mutter. For the Chur of Al Mishnah said it's osir, the Chur of Tzorah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. So at the Gemara name, it's not Miyushiv, but his bro. Aim of the Omar Rabbi Yosi, when does Rabbi Yosi say Gurim kibui is osir? That's only B'Shabbos, on Shabbos itself. Of the Erev Shabbos Miyoma, even an Erev Shabbos Tassiyah from putting this kli underneath, the kli of water underneath the menorah, even on Friday. Is it Rabbi Yosi old? It's also? For the Gemara, V'chitei Mochanami B'Shabbos, who says our Mishnah talking about Friday? Maybe our Mishnah only says it's also to put it there on Shabbos, but on Friday, Tak it's Mutter, and Tak our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yosi, Gram Kibbuz also. So tomorrow night, V'tani, we're going to the Braisa. Noisten kli tachas haner lekabuni tzaytis B'Shabbos. You're allowed to put a kli underneath the nair to be mekabel to catch the sparks when they fall down. Even on Shabbos, the ain tzoruch lema be erev Shabbos. Navada on erev Shabbos, you can put the kli underneath the mekabel and it sights the sparks. Why? Because we had that's not called be mevato kli mechonin, because the sparks, even though they're muksa, but when they fall into the kli, they go out right away, and it's not chshiv, it's like you have a mevato kli, and you let them be metal to the kli right away. Abba zot the brice of a lo yiten le toichem mayim. But you're not allowed to put water into this kli and put the kli underneath the nair to mekabel the sparks to fall into the water to make the sparks go out. Why? Mifnei shu mechaba, because you are causing the sparks to go out earlier. If there wouldn't have been the water there, it would have gone on the table and go out a little bit later. Now, because of your water, it's going out early. Vaita, me'er Shabbos, it's even also to put the kli of water there, Erev Shabbos. V'yein tzoruch leimi v'Shabbos, don't have to say in Shabbos, even Erev Shabbos is also. Lachur, who does our Mishnah go like to ask if even Erev Shabbos is also to put the menorah there, to put the kli full of water there? So the Mora Elo Amar Rav Ashi, Pshat our Mishnah is like this: Afilu Teimer Rabbanan. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan, let's start a regular Gram Kibui. That's mutter. A Gram Kibui means you see a fire coming, and you want it to go out. So what do? You fill up a pitcher full of water and leave it on the floor, leave it near the fire. So when the fire comes to the pitcher, the fire will make the pitcher so hot it'll burst. And then the water will spill and put out the fire. That's called the Gram Kibui. Over here, that Rabbonin says it's mutter. But over here, I feel tell me Rabbonin, Shani Hochem of Nesha Mekarev es Kivuya. It's not called the Gram Kibui here, where it's called Yibi Mekarev, you're causing the Kibui to come faster. So somewhere in the Pshat is that we're afraid that on Shabbos, when you see sparks coming down, your mama's going to pick up the kli a little bit to catch the sparks. So by you picking up the water to the spark, that's mamash called the kibui. So therefore, it's even nicer to do every Shabbos. It's a gzera. If you put this kli of water underneath the menorah, the nair, we're afraid that on Shabbos, when the sparks start to fall down, you're going to pick up this kli. And by picking up the water, that's called bimekarev kibuya. And that will be like also even according to Rabban. So therefore, they made a gzera even every Shabbos. You can't just leave this kli full of water underneath the menorah. Such Rashi bear a Shabbos, could go in there, Shanaisa Namai Mabai Joim. They clear Tachas on there, like who are even Friday? How could Rabbi Yossi ask it on Friday? A lot of them lochas on Friday. Vichitei Mochinam, Yei Noisa Matoicha Mayim B'Shabbos, come Rabbi Yossi. No, maybe the Mishnah only means on Shabbos. And then it goes like Rabbi Yossi, even a Gram Kibu is also. For a tiny word in the Bryce, no, Afilu bear a Shabbos also. Vi lagram kibu mad mis lu lo, and if you make a daim with a gram kibu, a filu krab yaisi lo mitukna, this won't be miyashir even according to Rabbi Yossi. The very Shabbos lo yom Rabbi Yossi, every Shabbos lo do these malachas. Elom Rav Ashi mas nitsi na filu rabbonin, this is another pshat now Mishnah. A Mishnah can even go according to rabbonin. The loy domi lagram kibu, taken na daim with a gram kibu yao Mishnah. The also moyes a case of gram kibui kimata lekelakelim the lekuhu de pokilo, that you put the kli, the pitcher full of water. When the fire comes to the pitcher, the fire is going to break open the pitcher. The gram bialmuhu, gram bialmuhu, you're only making a gram kibui. Avuzeh shenosan hamayim mamish tachasaner. Here that you put the kli of water mamish underneath the nair, mechabe mamishu, this is called mamish a kibui. Rashi doesn't explain it to Klo, why is it called a kibui, just putting the water there? Like Bishleim, if the sparks are on the way down, and now when you put the kli there, your mamish like catching the sparks, so that will be called a kibui. The chur, that's only good maybe if you put the kli there on Shabbos, but we say now it's even us to put the kli there on Shabbos. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah, some other, from Pshat, Mishnah, Toisvus, that the gzeira is that you're going to pick up the kli closer to the kibui, closer to the sparks. Shrashi gzeira mavai joy motu mishach hasheches. Gzeira to do it Friday, yot you'll do it on Shabbos. Shemekarves kibui, zimon kibui lehedya. You're making the kibui earlier. Ve'evalei mechava mamish, he have a yoyev lo b'Shabbos. It's if you put this water there on Shabbos, we're afraid b'shach, you put the water there, you're making the kibui go out right then. So that's called mamish a kibui. Therefore, the Mishnah says it's also to do with even on Erev Shabbos. See, Tosfos Taka learns like this. Tosfos says, Pirish, the Gazrin and Erev Shabbos otu Shabbos, uve Shabbos or Tosfos, yochol lovo de kibu, yikum mamish komo de kibu mamish. Where's the kibu you come to on Shabbos? Im yagbi hakli, bishas nefilas hanitoitis. If bishas the sparks are coming down, you're going to pick up the kli near the nitoitis. That's mamish a kibu. So Tayyaz is the cash of Yom Taima Maishna Shri as the Yavis of Amon of Priestess Mitsuda. How come the whole settle we had before in the first parak that you're allowed to start doing these malachas before Shabbos? You're allowed to put the ink into water to dye out. You're about to start before Shabbos. You're allowed to put out the traps before Shabbos to catch the animals. Even though the malachas are going to be done on Shabbos. But since what the person does, he does on Friday, it's mutter to start the malach on Friday and it finishes by itself on Shabbos. Sakim here with more machmir. Here you can't even put the kli here ever Shabbos. The tirutz are purvus of Tosfos. Dosam leklemecheshem yasakein b'Shabbos. The av malachain over there to capture animals. Everybody knows you can't capture an animal on Shabbos. So there's no gzer. If you put the trap there Friday, you come to capture on Shabbos. Avol hochaz of Tos ikulemechesh to leidami isak kolkach b'mashir meniya kli tachat ani Tosfos. That here people don't know this is called kibui. People think stamping a kli full of water underneath the nair, there's nothing wrong with it. People don't know. People don't see the sparks falling down. So they think now I'm just going to put a kli full of water underneath. And later when the sparks fall down, that's the gram kibui. And so he says, they don't know, sometimes when they put the water there, right then the spark is falling down and the imam is making a kibui. So since it's not you do it, this is to the people, here we make a gzeri, can't even start this on Friday, because it's a gzeri, you come to do it on Shabbos.